Last week, we spoke with Scott McCartney. He writes the Wall Street Journal column on air travel called The Middle Seat. He recommended that flyers avoid buying tickets on U.S. Airways for summer travel because the airline, which is in bankruptcy, might not be around if they don't get through the financial hurdles they face in the next few weeks. But the airline's vice president of corporate affairs, Chris Chimes, told us he's confident that U.S. Airways will make it over those hurdles.
Well, actually, we've cleared some in the last few days. We have reached agreement with the Federal Loan Guarantee Board, the ATSB, to allow us to use cash through June 30th, which is our target date for emergence from Chapter 11. So for the customer, that says we have approval and adequate cash to operate through the summer. The late spring and summer is our most traditionally profitable period. So we're going to be building cash during this period and making money, hopefully. So we're optimistic about the future. The second hurdle we've cleared is we have an agreement with General Electric, which is our largest creditor, to finance airplanes and provide some other cash resources to us. We had to meet some other tests, which we did, and it was announced on Friday. So both of those are significant hurdles that we've cleared and provide some very positive momentum going forward.
And I think on, I think you're asking for concessions from the Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers who vote on January 21st.
That's right. The IAM represents our mechanics and our baggage handlers and some other workers. They are in the process of ratifying new labor agreements that the results will be announced on Friday the 21st. We can't prejudge the outcome, but we're very hopeful that those will be both agreements will be ratified, and that'll be the final labor concessions and labor agreements that we had to get done.
Now, I know you say you're confident that U.S. Air won't go under, but for any consumers who are less sure than you are, say hypothetically you didn't clear all these hurdles and U.S. Air did go under, what would happen to flyers holding U.S. Air tickets?
Well, I'm going to back up a second we all need to recognize that the airline business is a very competitive industry. It's in the interest of our competitors that we go away. And so some of the whispering about our prospects, clearly has some competitive slant to it. And my guess is there were lots of disappointed people around the industry over the past couple of weeks as we have met the various milestones we had to achieve. Moving forward, we have the cash to operate through the rest of our restructuring, the June 30th target being when we hope to emerge from Chapter 11. If, in fact, the world unravels and customers are concerned about the tickets they hold on U.S. Airways or any other airline with financial problems, Congress has extended a law that provides protection for customers so that other airlines must honor the tickets of an airline that liquidates. So customers have protection. If they purchase on a credit card, which 95% of all customers do, they also have protection through their credit card companies. So there are various ways that the consumer has some confidence in their purchase, and that they really should dwell on that, frankly.
Some consumer experts are suggesting that if you have frequent flyer U.S. Air miles, this would be a good time to transfer them to another airline. What do you say to that?
Well, there's something about frequent flyer miles that I don't fully understand, and that people in general hoard them for some unknown purpose. My advice to any customer, whether it be a U.S. Airways frequent flyer or Delta or American or anyone else, is those frequent flyers aren't like a mutual fund that increases in value in the future. And so spend them. Surprise your family with a weekend trip. Give your parents a trip to someplace they have always wanted to go. But to sit on hundreds of thousands of miles like they're going to increase in value and you're going to live off them in retirement isn't really a smart thing. And I think customers in general need to kind of get over that and use them rather than hoard them.
Is there a point where, the all clear is sounded and U.S. Airways can say for certain that it's going to survive?
Well, frankly, I don't think there's a point right now for any airline to say with certainty all's clear. I mean, every airline is negotiating with their labor groups for cost reductions at some level or the other. Every major airline continues to lose money. And so, for U.S. Airways, clearly when a plan of reorganization is confirmed by the bankruptcy court is a very positive thing. We're working towards that. But, the industry is in turmoil, and every airline is grappling with, losing hundreds of millions of dollars, respectively, since 9/11. The industry's changing, and where airlines will be 3 or 5 years from now isn't something that I or anyone else can predict right now with certainty. So the industry's going to continue to change. 15 years ago, we probably couldn't have envisioned a world without TWA and Pan Am and Eastern, and those airlines are gone, and the airlines that are going to remain relevant are the ones that are relevant to the customer, and that's what we're trying to do here. So, it's a good time to be an airline customer in that there are lots of bargains out there. It's not a great time to be an airline manager because you're struggling with pretty difficult issues as far as financial losses and changes to the business.
Chris Chimes, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Chris Chimes is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs at U.S. Airways.